It starts with the 13,000 felons who had been granted restored voting rights in April until the state Supreme Court overturned the governor's decision to do so in wholesale fashion rather than case by case. McAuliffe says his office has now sent out individual restoration notices to all 13,000, and they're just getting started.
In conformity with the court ruling, but let me put this in plain English. We will proceed.
McAuliffe acknowledged that a few people granted voting rights earlier should not have, and he says this is inevitable in a process so big and so backlogged.
We realized that there would be some errors in 17 million data points that had to be compiled, but we were committed to fixing those issues and moving forward.
The governor says each personalized notice of voting rights restoration will come with a voter registration application. Evan Jones, WFIR News.